Hello, it's Robert Chip Clark here from Vectis Radio, and I'm here with the Dance Legends LF System. I'm here with Connor.
Hello, how you doing?
And I'm here with Sean.
Hello, how's it going?
And you're LF System.
We are indeed LF System.
Checking
in the flesh.
You guys have just come off stage from the Barclays stage next to the Big Top. How was it? How did it feel to be here opening up the show?
It was really nice. It's always nice when it's nice and sunny, and you're the first one on. It's the first day, so everyone's looking for a good time. So I think hopefully we soundtracked it well for everybody.
It was like being in Ibiza.
To be fair, it's the same temperature. I don't know that much.
Yeah.
It's absolute roasting. We even got to take a wee boat over here to the island and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's definitely got the Ibiza feel. Everybody's obviously having a good time. The sun's out, shots are on, so yeah, it's been great.
You're going to be in the Big Top later doing another set. You're looking forward to that?
Absolutely buzzing, yeah, especially because it's in the shade a wee bit. I've been sweating a wee bit less, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Now, you guys had a massive hit last year in July with Afraid to Feel. Made number one, yeah?
Yep.
And so what was it like making number one, you know, for you guys?
It's still a bit of a moment that we can't really put into feelings, because it was such a whirlwind time in our life, and it was so unexpected, but it was probably one of the best things that ever happened to us, best thing that's happened in my life anyway, and it's opened up so many doors, and it was just unbelievable. It was like sort of to take in, but amazing.
You got a new tune out, Dancing Shoes, banger it is.
Thank you.
Have you got your dancing shoes on ready for the Big Top later?
I'm doing a bit small, man.
I'm
just trying to make sure they don't get dirty.
You've got some awesome dancing shoes on.
Well, I hope so. I like to think I've got good shoes on there.
Well, just got one last question, guys. It's really good of you to talk to us, talk to Vectis Radio. You guys are from West Lothian, and you had jobs, obviously, before you started doing your music. So what was it that made you switch from what you were doing originally to getting into the music that you're doing now, which is amazing, by the way?
We always had a goal that we wanted to do better than, we wanted to chase that dream of being in music, and we were doing a normal 9-to-5, and I would just get plugging away, but Sean had to actually leave his job early for other reasons, so...
Yeah.
And I kept pestering our manager, like, when can we leave, when can we leave? I want to do this full time and go flat out. So I took a wee bit of trust and build a wee bit, get more shows and stuff like that. But I was ready for the get-go. I was doing a ribbon, so my mind was always wandering. I always see myself on stages anyway, so I was never there, really.
Yeah. We were badgering our manager, like, can we leave? But we made the switch when we could sustain ourselves without another job, and there was too many gigs to take on and work at the same time. So it was a nice crossover. We never left like just on a whim. It was a lot of planning and consideration.
Thank you for letting us interview you.